Welcome to Talking Walking's 2020 Visions. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking Podcasts. 2020 has been an extraordinary year. The COVID pandemic has changed our travel behaviour for the foreseeable future, and a new normal has yet to evolve. Many governments have encouraged their citizens to walk more in their local neighbourhoods, to undertake essential errands, as well as for better physical and mental health. Changes are being made in our streets to accommodate social distancing, with more outdoor space being allocated for entertainment, leisure and hospitality. Looking further into the future, what might the world of walking be like in 20 years' time? We invited people to share their vision of the world of walking in 2040. We asked them three questions and to record their answers so we could share them here. We asked them to tell us who they were and from where they were calling, and to outline what work they were presently doing that involved walking, as well as their 2020 vision. The voice you're about to hear is Dee Hedden, a performer and artist from the UK.
Hi, my name's Dee Hedden, and I'm calling from Glasgow in Scotland. In a top floor tenement flat during COVID-19 restrictions, so not walking particularly far these days, but still trying to get out for a walk most days because it's so important, more now than ever perhaps, to our sense of health and well-being really, and just taking oneself out of the four walls of a flat and the cream wall that I've been looking at pretty much constantly every day since the end of March. So these are the times we're living in. With my colleague Misha Myers, I'm still running the Walking Library, an edition that we started in 2012, which actually we've had curated really now 9 or even 10 different editions of the Walking Library. The Walking Library, in its simplest format, is a library filled with books that people have suggested as good to take on a walk. Recent editions of the Walking Library include a Walking Library for Women Walking, filled with books suggested as good for women to take in a walk, and that was really intended to make more visible women in the urban landscape and to write them into a landscape from which they've often been marginalised or made completely invisible indeed. And another edition of that walk is the Walking Library for a Wild City, and really thinking about how wildness exists within the urban landscape. You don't have to look very far to see the wild, and walking with books suggested as good to reveal the wild in the city, perhaps was a way also of wilding the book, letting the book escape from the confines of the comfy chair or the bed in which you might be reading it. So hopefully we'll continue with walking libraries. I've got a walking library for forest walks, which was curtailed a little bit, indeed a lot, by COVID-19, but I'm hoping the walking library for forest walks will take its inaugural walk next year at the Timber Festival in July 2021. So we keep our fingers crossed for being in a better place then. My vision for walking in 2040, well, I think more folk are walking, at least in the UK, as a result of COVID-19. What's uncertain yet is whether that will be sustained as we hopefully emerge out of COVID-19, whether folk have now found the escapes and pleasures that walking can afford, or whether we'll be sort of sick of the daily walking routines that we've all had to practice in these conditions of lockdown. I'm hoping that folk will walk more. I think the climate crisis is the most significant thing in our futures, and surely walking has to play a part in how we address our consumption of Earth's resources. Let's just hope that, you know, walking becomes centred, an alternative mode of everyday transport that gets us out of our cars, which consume far too much fuel. Even electricity is a form of fuel, so there may be cleaner forms of fuel, but walking just requires our own fuel, really, the fuel of the food that we eat that gets us up on our feet. But in that respect, I'd also like to think that we're a bit more expansive in our thinking of what walking can be and how people walk. So there's still, I think, in 2020, a very ableist discourse around walking. And I fall into that trap all the time when I think about, you know, people walking on their 2 feet. So there are other ways to walk. And I think we have to push collectively to make sure that walking is an accessible way of transport and indeed of culture, cultural participation, pleasure, relaxation, health, that's available to diverse peoples, irrespective of class, gender, race, ethnicity and abilities, really. So I'm hopeful for walking's future, and I'm hoping that I play a part in its continued vibrancy, really, and that more folk are walking in 2040 than now. Thanks. Bye.
We will be publishing further 2020 visions. If you'd like to record a 2020 vision of your own, then please follow the instructions you'll find on the 2020 Visions page of the Talking Walking website. From there, you will also find free podcast interviews of artists, activists and professionals from the world of walking, and of those who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 2020 Vision are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited and the Museum of Walking. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics and Auburn Lowe. And the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.